From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click.
Click, click, click.
Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Monday, November 27th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. OpenAI did some stuff and returned to the same state. The IT channel adapts to new business dynamics, findings from Tech Isle's latest survey. Microsoft's Windows app preview, bringing Windows to Chromebooks and Macs. And Binance to pay $4.3 billion in restitution following money laundering charges. This is the Business of Tech. Don't you sometimes wish you could see what's happening in your customers' IT rooms you manage without needing to be there? Sentry from RF Code is the answer. Live and recorded video with motion detection offers better visibility than being there. Thermal imaging with 768 monitoring points combined with ambient temperature and humidity. And it's so easy to set up. Plug it in, scan the QR code, and you're done. Sentry helps you know about IT issues before your clients do. And listeners get 30% off your order of hardware and service with code MSPRadio on checkout. Visit rfcode.com/MSPRadio and never be asked why you didn't know again. I was pretty happy to be off last week as I didn't have to try and cover the drama at OpenAI. On Friday, November 17, the board at OpenAI ousted CEO Sam Altman. A bunch of drama happened, and in the end, we ended up exactly where we started, with Sam Altman as CEO of OpenAI. Now, why do we care? I'm skipping the detail because generally it isn't actually important, with one exception. The OpenAI board ousted Altman over philosophical differences between the company's nonprofit and for-profit missions. Mission alignment is a critical insight into corporate governance. It's a fun story to dig into, but the one valuable lesson is that alignment matters. According to DataTrek research, mentions of recession on S&P 500 earnings calls have decreased, with only 11% of management teams mentioning a recession in the third quarter, compared to peaks of 42 to 46% in 2020 and 2022. Mentions of inflation also decreased to 55% in the third quarter, down from a peak of 83% in 2022. TechIsle's survey of channel partners reveals that the IT channel is adapting to outcome-focused engagements. The shift toward tangible business benefits has led to the use of as-a-service contracts and hybrid delivery models. However, these approaches strain the channel's resources and require new skills. The survey also highlights changes in the sales function, emphasizing innovation and line of business selling. The channel has no clear consensus on the best path forward, as indicated by the varying contract types and resource allocation strategies. Global spending on cloud infrastructure services increased by 16% in Q3 2023, reaching $73.5 billion. Top three cloud providers, AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud grew by 20% and accounted for 65% of total spending. The cloud market shows resilience driven by increasing interest in AI. AWS maintained its market share, while Microsoft Azure experienced an uptick in growth rate. Google Cloud's growth rate dipped below expectations. According to the annual review by the RSPA, the percentage of ISVs in their community increased from 18 to 22% year over year, while VARs remained strong with about 450 organizations. The notable trend is the shift from the hospitality market to retail, with 80% of RSPA members playing in hospitality a year ago, compared to 67% today. The community continues to grow with over 730 member organizations. IDC expects robust investment growth in AI solutions, with global expenditure on AI solutions expected to exceed $500 billion by 2027. The report highlights the impact of the GPT 3.5 series by OpenAI, the growing efficiency and potential risks of generative AI, the emergence of conversational AI interfaces, and the changing landscape of automated testing. It also mentions the monetization potential of self-service knowledge discovery and the future experimentation with artificial general intelligence systems by 2028. Why do we care? The mood is getting better. Customers are looking for outcome-based engagements, and the cloud is a robust market. Stay agile, deliver tangible business outcomes, and invest in skills and strategies targeted to customer needs. That's the simple truth, to be sure. Let's lead off some product updates with one I almost missed. Microsoft has introduced Windows App, a service that allows select users with business or school accounts to access Windows devices and apps on various platforms, including Chromebooks and Macs. The app lets users stream a copy of Windows from one PC to another device. It offers a customizable home screen, multiple monitor support, and Microsoft Teams optimization. While the app is currently in preview and limited to a small group of users, a wider rollout is expected. Microsoft has announced improvements to Windows 365 and Azure Virtual Desktop services, including that new Windows app for accessing those services. Windows 365 and AVD users also benefit from enhancements such as single sign-on, passwordless authentication, and information protection capabilities. Additionally, Windows 365 offers GPU-enabled cloud PCs for graphics-intensive workloads, while AVD introduces features like personal desktop autoscale and MSIX app attach for application installation. Why do we care? The Windows app is intriguing, putting Windows on other platforms easily. This isn't for everyone, yet it has specific use cases you want to know about. By enabling users to stream a Windows environment to various devices, Microsoft continues to broaden its ecosystem and catering to the increasing demand for flexible, platform-agnostic work solutions. Binance founder Changpeng CZ Zhao has pleaded guilty to money laundering charges and will step down as CEO. Binance will pay a $4.3 billion restitution for various wrongdoing, including failure to implement anti-money laundering programs. Binance will continue operating, but will be subject to a three-year monitorship program. Why do we care? To know why providers don't generally care about crypto, revisit my interview with Columbia professor Omid Malakhan. But remember, there's value in intelligently telling your customers why something isn't for them and understanding that technology, its use, particularly one with a fad element, and then steering your customers away. I'm teaching my first class over 5 weeks, starting on January 9th, 2024. Build skills to transform your business. Week one teaches you how to forecast tech trends for a competitive edge. Week two sharpens your decision-making in tech adoption. And in week three, we master the financial metrics like ROI and TCO to ensure your investments pay off. Week four is all about compliance and risk management. And week five lets you piece it all together to create strategic roadmaps for your business. Designed for both seasoned pros and those aspiring to break into the field, join me for this 5-week class. Link in the show notes to find out more. Thanks for listening. Today, Cyber Monday, but it's also National Brand Day. So be proud of your brand. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit mspradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.